text for our lesson this morning comes from the scripture that was read to us. And there's a particular phrase in that scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to key on verse 21, and here's what it says. For even hereunto were you called, or challenged, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Another translation says, to this life you've been called. To this life you've been called. What life? Oh, the life of Christ. He left us an example that you should follow his steps. So we're going to look at the steps of the Master, or the steps of Jesus, in our lesson this morning. It's kind of a challenge. This lesson presents the Christian life as a challenge. And Christ is the standard. I'm not the standard. Neither are those who are sitting around you. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, be ye followers of me, and then he added, as I follow Christ. See, in your life and mine, there'll be times when I'm not up to the standard. I may not always follow. And if you follow me, there'll be times that you're going to be disappointed. You know, I look around, I see some empty spaces, and I'm thinking, you know, if I follow them, I will not be here all of the time. They're not the standard. Sometimes people look at those who are not always here and they'll say, well, they don't have to be here, I don't either. Wait a minute, they're not the standard. The lesson text is in that 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for to this you've been called. Or the other translation, to this life you've been called. That Christ has left us an example, Christ, that you should follow his steps. It's a challenge to follow Christ, but it's a challenge that will determine our destiny. And it's a costly challenge, but it costs more to miss the challenge. So here's the challenge. It's going to demand our best effort. Number one, so what is the life of Christ? What does it look like? What's the challenge for you and me? The challenge we have is to live as Christ lived, number one. Live as Christ lived. He lived for others. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save which is lost. I got to follow those steps. I'm going to live for others. I'm going to seek and save others. In Matthew 20, verse 28, the verse says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered, but to minister and to give a ransom for many. What's the life of Christ? What's the standard? What are his steps? He came to minister. He lived for others. For others. He lived to do the Father's will. In John chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus says, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Follow his steps. That's what Peter said. The life of Christ. He lived for others. He lived to do the Father's will. When he was in the garden, he prayed in Luke 22, verse 42, not my will, but thine be done. Ooh, that's the standard. Follow his steps. Not my will, but thy will be done. To this you were called. To this life you and I were called. He left us an example. The text is, follow his steps. and you'll not be disappointed. Because his steps are always good. We're always right. He lived for others and he lived to do the Father's will. That's the challenge. That's the first one. Number two, when we look at the life of Christ and we're going to follow his steps, let's grow as he grew. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, Jesus increased in wisdom, meaning mentality or knowledge. He increased in wisdom, stature, increased physically, and in favor with God, spiritually, and man, socially. Follow his steps. I want to increase in wisdom, stature, in favor with God, and favor with man. Our challenge, as Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So now the challenge, if I'm going to walk in Jesus' steps, follow his steps, I want to grow. Number one, live as he lived. But second, I want to grow as he did. Grow as he grew. You know, when you grow something, you nurture it. If you're going to grow something, you do things that promote its growth. And that's the challenge for us. If I'm going to follow his steps, I'm going to do those things that will promote my spiritual growth. Attendance. Oh, yeah. You see, in the assembly, that's an opportunity for us to encourage one another as a group. It'd be difficult for me to go to every individual's house and say, let me give you encouragement. Let me do something that will promote your growth. But when we have an assembly, we're all here. Here's an opportunity for us to nurture one another, to build each other up, to do those things that promote growth spiritually. Don't forsake assembly. The challenge of Christ, live as he lived and to grow as he grew. And he grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. Number three, if I'm going to follow his steps, I want to think as Christ thought. Think as Christ thought. Follow his steps. Remember, it's him. The focus is on Christ, not you or me. His steps. So now I want to think as Christ thought. That's a huge challenge because the prophet in the Old Testament, Isaiah, said in Isaiah 55, verse 8, says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Wow. So in other words, we don't think alike always. So the challenge that you and I have is to think like Christ thought. Because if it's left to us, we don't think alike. We don't think like God. We think according to our standard and to our bias or our preferences, our likes, our dislikes. But that's not the challenge. To this you were called. Christ left us an example. You should follow his steps. Paul lays down the challenge in Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you. Whose mind? Which was also in Christ Jesus, he says. The challenge we have to walk in his steps is to think like he thought. Jesus did right because he thought right. And that's important because the wise man Solomon said in Proverbs 23, verse 7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I'm not what I think I am, but I am what I think. The challenge to walk in Jesus' steps is to think as Christ thought. Remember the story, and I've told you this one before, but when I was a child and we were sitting at the kitchen table and there's a window right there and the kitchen table came up from the window. There was my dad sat there, and I sat here. My brother Randall sat there. My brother Rod sat there. My mother right there. And sometimes my dad might look out the window, and he might say, I see the grass needs mowing. didn't say, Brian, go mow the grass. He just said, I see the grass needs mowing. In other words, he wanted me to see what he saw. He wanted me to think the way he thought. He said, I see the grass needs mowing. Now, one time I might get up and say, well, I see the grass, but I don't see that it needs mowing. You only say that once. You see, Dad wanted me to see the way he saw. God wants us to see the way he sees. Walk in the point is to think as Christ thought. I want to see the way God sees about attendance or prayer or discipleship or ministry. I want to think the way God thinks or Jesus thinks. For to this life you are called, not the way I live, not the way you live, or those who are sitting around you. The challenge Peter gives, to this life you were called. Jesus left us an example that you should walk in his steps. Again, you walk in my steps, you're going to be disappointed. Because I don't always measure up. You walk in his steps. His steps. Number four is to obey as Christ obeyed. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, it says, though you were a son, yeah, the son of God, God so loved the world, he sent his son, right, his son. But the next phrase says, yet learned he obedience. He learned obedience. And that's the challenge that Jesus gives to us. In his own words, Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, why do you call me Lord and don't do the things I say? Good question, isn't it? Why do you call me Lord, but you don't do it? Jesus gives the warning in Matthew 7, verse 21. The words of Jesus, the one who, in whose steps we are to walk. Jesus says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Jesus' own words. And now the challenge that I have is to walk in those steps, to do the will of the Father, to obey as Christ obeyed. But not, he said, remember he prays, not my will, but thine be done. There's the challenge, walking. And I'm called to that life, walking his steps. Number five is to love as Christ loved. Love as Christ loved. In Romans 5, verse 8, says God commends his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But Jesus, during his ministry, he gives an explanation on how we are to love as he loved. In John 13, verse 12, says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. As I've loved you. Jesus, how did you love me? Gave my life for you. Sacrifice. There's things I'm going to have to give up if I'm going to walk in the steps of Jesus. Not my will, thine be done. I come to do thy will. He said, I come to do thy will, O God, our Father. To this text, 1 Peter 2, verse 21, to this life you were called, I was called. Jesus leaves an example that we should follow or walk in his step. I need to love as Christ loved. In John 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give unto you, Jesus said, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. So the challenge is to love as Christ loved. Number six is to forgive as Christ forgave. To forgive as Christ forgave. In Colossians 3, verse 13, it says, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you don't want to forgive? Someone might say, my sins are too many. My sins are too horrible. My sins have been committed for too long a time. Can he forgive or will he forgive me? And the answer is yes. Christ forgave you. Now I'm to forgive. It says, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. In Acts 2, verse 38, the verse we use quite often, Peter says to those on the day of Pentecost, those devout Jews in Jerusalem, they were convinced that they crucified the Christ. They were convinced they murdered the Messiah. Wow, serious offense. So they cried out to them, men and brethren, what shall we do? Is there any hope for me? Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you. He didn't say, oh, if you were guilty of the murder, I'm sorry, you're out. No, he didn't say that. They cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? We're guilty as charged. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. So even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. That's the challenge. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 14, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Oh, and there's the challenge. There's the challenge. I want to forgive as Christ forgave. And he forgave those whose sins were too many and too horrible and committed over too long a time. Can they be forgiven? Yeah. And I need, that's the challenge for you and me, walk in his steps. Forgive others who have committed too many sins, sins that are too horrible, and they've been committed for too long a time. Wow. Number 7, and I only have 9. Challenge. Number 7 is to endure as Christ endured. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the challenge is, let's run with patience the race that is set before us. All right, let's run with patience. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured. He endured the cross. In verse 3, it says, consider him that endured. So anytime you get weary, you get discouraged, we walk in his steps. We walk in his steps. In Hebrews 6, verse 15, Abraham patiently endured and obtained the promise. In Hebrews 11, verse 27, Moses endured, seeing him who is invisible. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 10, Paul says, therefore I endure all things. In James chapter 5, verse 11, James says, behold, we count them happy which endure. See, there's just some things we're going to have to live with, just as Jesus did in our text. Consider him. To this you were called. He left us an example that we should follow his steps. His steps. Number 8 is to overcome as Christ overcame. Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, he told his disciples, his followers, in the world you have tribulation. Well, we named him that one. In the world, that's us right here now, we have tribulation. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Yeah. You see, there's hope for tomorrow. There's hope. In the Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, it says, to him that overcomes, I'll grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame. Ah. I always think of the theme of Revelation. Jesus saying to us, if you overcome, you can come over. Overcome, that's us, endure. Come over, come over. The last one I have, number 9, is to finish our work as Christ finished his. John chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus is on the cross. And one of the words he gives of those 7 phrases or sayings of Jesus from the cross, it's finished. The way of salvation is being accomplished. I gave my life for others so they can have hope of eternal life. No man comes to me, in John chapter 14, verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He gave his life for you and for me. In study chapter 4, verse 6, Paul says, I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I'm about to die. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. He stayed faithful. He was true to the end. I've kept the faith, he said. Let's walk in the steps of the Master. Walk in the steps of Jesus. Number 1, live as he lived. Number 2, grow as he grew. Number 3, think as Christ thought. Number 4, obey as Christ obeyed. Number 5, love as Christ loved. Number 6 is to forgive as Christ forgave. Number 7 is to endure as Christ endured. Number 8 is to overcome as Christ overcame. Number 9 is to finish our work as Christ finished his. Be thou faithful till death, and I'll give you the crown of life. That's the lesson. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. To this life you were called. Jesus left us an example that we should follow his steps. His steps. That's the invitation we extend. To follow his steps. Paul again said, follow me as I follow Christ. That's right. Because I don't always follow. There are times when I falter and I fail. Don't measure up. Don't meet expectations. Yeah. Jesus, as the Bible says, never fails. Never fails. Follow his example. We're going to sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. Do not obey the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Final words before he left and sent it back to the Father in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Told his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. We want to preach a salvation message. Follow his steps and obey as he obeyed. So let's stand together. We'll sing this message. If that's your desire to be baptized for remission of sins, we can accomplish that this morning. Simply let your request be made known by either coming to the front or just letting it, just saying it at the front.